Way back yonder, they used what they had, what they call tar wagons. They didn't use grease on them, they used tar. And then they quit using tar and went to using axle grease.
Every wagon had a tar bucket hanging on it, so when the wheel or axle run dry, well, they'd put tar on those axles.
Tar. I never heard that.
Well, that tar kept them squeaking, you know, in the same way as axle grease. The axle grease took the place of the tar. The tar wagon come first, and then the axle grease next.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've never heard of the tar, but somebody told me that when he was young, they used tallow.
Well, I expect some did. I imagine they did. I never heard of them using tallow, but I'm pretty sure they did. All I have heard of use is tar and axle grease.
Mm-hmm. And you say you got a truck. Can you tell me when you first got your automobile?
Can I tell you when I first got it?
Yeah. Is that before or after the truck?
I never did own nothing but a truck.
I see.
Milk hauler jumped me one day and said, "Let me sell you that truck." And I asked him what he wanted for it, and he told me. And I decided I'd buy it, and so I bought it from him. And I didn't know nothing about driving. And he brought it and delivered it to me. And I said, "I'll have to get somebody to show me how to drive." He said, "Give me a piece of paper and a pencil." I gave him a piece of paper and a pencil, and he made an H, just like that, you know, like that. And he had a L for low, and everything, all that, reverse, high and low and reverse. I took that and looked at it. I didn't do nothing but crank up. Had the truck under the shed, and I looked at that R for reverse. I put that thing up there in reverse and backed her out. I was in chicken business that time, and I had a load of feed shipped out of Memphis to come to Algoma. And I done got notice is there. And this fellow living on the place that is an old truck driver. And I told him, I said, "I got to go to Algoma this evening and get a load of feed stuff. Would you mind going with it?" Said, "I'd be glad to go." I didn't know, but I might have some trouble, you know. So I cranked up, and me and him lit out. I drove to Algoma. And I put on a load. I got about half of it. And started back home. And was coming up a pretty steep hill. And I was fixing to shift into second. He said, let it low, and it'll go up. But it went dead. So I had to crank up, get low then, start out. I drove on home, I unloaded that, went right back and got the other, and I didn't get him with me that time.
You had as much advice as you needed, huh?
I learned myself how to.